For vegetarians, turkey just isn't on the menu today. Some might turn to tofurkey and greens, but unfortunately, says commentator John McCann, they'll find no substitute for meat-eating relatives and their jokes.
The hardest part about being a vegetarian during Thanksgiving? It's not that fine bird on the table with gravy and juices dripping off it. That's easy. It's not looking at the honey-glazed ham or looking at the roast, probably some fried chicken, neck bones, chitlins, pig feet, pig tails, oxtails. No, the worst part is family members who just can't get their arms around while I no longer put my lips around things that used to bleed. And by the way, how come so many different kinds of meat at one meal anyway? My goodness. Folks just being thankful, I guess. Thankful for all the animals out there on old McDonald's farm. Animals with no idea they're on the fast track to go from the barnyard to the buffet. And although I'm a vegetarian now, I need you to know that I wasn't always a soy boy. Yo, I used to be that brother who could put away some pork chops, you hear me? Fried bologna? Man, I used to literally make it squeal in the frying pan until the bologna got a little burnt around the edges, and I'd boil those red-hot sausages until they burst, take them from the water that has since turned crimson, put that big weenie between some light bread and paint it with mustard, and get down to some serious eating. But you know what they say about education, right? Well, some would say I went to college and got bougie because I took this health class and found out that the average person eats too much meat, not enough vegetables. And the thing of it is that this was before everybody was talking about the Atkins diet where you eat all that meat, so it wasn't like I could attribute my swine time to that. Well, trying to apply what I was learning in the classroom, I started making some changes in my diet. Traded honey buns and donuts for strong, dense bagels. Took that pork off my fork. Started getting down with fruits and vegetables. And I kept cutting and cutting stuff from my diet until I messed around and cut out all the meat from my diet. Mom and them thought I was crazy. Which makes for some awkward moments when I come home for family feast times. Relatives talking about, well, John, what you gonna eat? And see, now we're starting to get at what's so difficult about Thanksgiving for vegetarians. Again, not any temptation to eat meat. It's all those tired jokes like, John, we got plenty of grass outside in the yard for you. Yeah. Or they dangle a long piece of bacon from the baked beans and slurp it up and with it slapping them in the face like an unruly spaghetti noodle. But that doesn't bother me. I mean, they're the ones who are going to need a stick of straw and a bottle of Drano to unclog their arteries. So what do I eat on Thanksgiving? Well, if I'm feeling traditional, there's this stuff called tofurkey, which is tofu flavored like turkey. Tastes just like the real thing. Otherwise, I eat whatever's relatively healthy. Most times, the collards will be laced with fat back, but at least prepare it to where I can pick out the meat. Yeah, there's going to be some fat back juice in the greens, but it won't kill me. Besides, I just go home afterward and get me a nice, healthy bowl of shredded Wheaton Bran cereal before bed and let that scrape my insides all night long. Man, by the time I wake up the next morning and come out of the bathroom, brother, I'm clean again and giving thanks for real.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.